folks. Welcome to video games. Hey, it's RimWorld. This is a game where you play as some little dudes on a planet, and then you just hang out and chill out, and nothing bad ever happens. I tried to make a thing of this probably like 2 years ago now, and nothing happened for like an hour and a half, and then a bear wandered into the base, and it killed Ryan, and it ripped off Lokathor's arm, and it killed Ben, and then it walked away. So I just scrapped that. But I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna like crank up the difficulty a little bit, maybe. So stuff like I lost immediately, but stuff didn't pop off very quickly. So I think that's my plan. And also I'm gonna put this on YouTube, or at least the first couple episodes, depending on how big the video file is. But it'll still be like edited around the podcast. So if you're watching the video version and you see like weird cuts, that's just me, you know, doing weird cuts. You're not supposed to see it. Dan has Morrowind on YouTube, and every time Dan does something, I'm like, oh man, Dan's so smart and cool, I should do that too. So anyway, new colony. We'll play as Crash Landed. We start with three people and a bunch of shit. Hold on. Are my mods working? Oh, I don't know, dude. I don't know how to read this shit. That's cool. Save and apply changes. What the hell? There's so many. I haven't played this for a minute. There's so many options now. There's three different AI storytellers. We have Cassandra Classic. Cassandra creates story events on a classic increasing curve of challenge and tension. She'll push you with dangerous events, then give breathing room, then come back to push once more. We got Phoebe Chillax. Phoebe gives lots of time between disasters to build the colony, but beware, at high difficulty, she'll hit as hard as anyone. And then we got Randy Random. He's a random edgelord. So we'll play Cassandra Classic. We'll play experienced strategy gamers on their first game in RimWorld. We should do recommended for experienced players who want a rough story requiring skill to survive. That is not me. I'm pretty bad at this game. I have like 70 hours in it, and I'm pretty bad. But this game is fun because you can be bad and it's still fun. Experienced strategy gamers on their first game in RimWorld. See, this is what I did last time. I picked adventure story, I think, and not strive to survive. So we'll pick strive to survive and we'll die immediately. Please choose commitment mode or reload anytime mode. We'll do reload anytime mode. We'll play on Iron Man, but like just in case, a recording fucks up or something. I'm not going to save scum is the gist of it. Randomized seed will be Guts. That's pretty cool. Factions, I don't remember. Do I got to activate these? Oh, I just took one off. Come back. Hold on, back. Reset. Yeah, there we go. We'll have all this bullshit on here, I guess. Generate on Guts. So usually I like to make my colony. We see a big world. Whoa, half of it's water. It's on a globe. We have one big continent. Usually I like to make my places in kind of mountainy, little mountainy areas. This one looks pretty good. Hold on. There's bad guys over there. Are these guys friendly? Who are you? No, they're hostile. Who are you? No, you're hostile as well. These are the pirates. They look pretty hostile. These guys are also hostile. Dude, why does everyone hate me? What about you? You're neutral. We'll hang out. Oh, it's so... What is... It's boreal forest up here. It's pretty chilly. I want to be like temperate forest, I think. But everyone down here is a fucking asshole. You're neutral. We'll live by these guys. Oh, that one looks cool. We'll play here. 31.73 degrees north, 13.48 degrees west. We're in a temperate forest. It's mountainous. The average temperature is 14.9 degrees Celsius. It goes from 0 to 30. I kind of want freezing, though. You know what? Fuck it. We'll play here. And then we're going to pick our three colonists. We're just going to hit randomize a couple times. Okay, this person looks good. This might be our doctor. They are very good at medical. They are very good at intellectual, so like researching and stuff. She is a body modder, so she wants to get like cybernetic arms and shit. That sounds cool. Yeah, we'll play with you. But I'm an alt tab, so this is gonna, if you're watching YouTube, it's gonna be a black screen now because I have desktop capture and I forgot to change it to window capture. I gotta go look at the thing I look at probably once every 14 months. Let's look at my Patreon. Who's giving me a dollar? Let's find out. I hate the Patreon UI. I don't even know. Just let me see. Okay, I figured it out. I found it. So our first colonist. Hey, if you want to be a colonist, give me a dollar. Will be Christopher S. His nickname will be Christopher. Yeah, Chris, you're our medical. You're a doctor, probably. You're pretty good at shooting. You're pretty good at mining. Pretty good at hanging out with animals. You have a brother and an ex-husband. Oh, yeah. As far as gender things, if you, as a human being, have not decided on your gender and you let the universe do it, then the universe of Rimworld will also do it. But if you, as an individual, have decided on it, then I'll try and keep it to whatever you picked. Next. Randomize. Ooh. No. Lots of good at bonking. Not so good at much else. Good at construction, mining, can't craft, can't do intellectual. She does, like, she's an undergrounder, so she doesn't care if she's, like, mining all night and never sees the sun. Yeah, you know what? Sure. Andrea Hayes, instead of Andrea Hayes, you will be alt tab. It's a black screen now, whoops. You will be blue, greener. And of course, your nickname will be Blue Greener. And then next, what do we not have? We need probably somebody who's good at shooting, at least a little bit. Well, this person's pretty good. Can't cook. Do we have a cook? We don't have a cook. We need someone who can fight and who can cook. This person's not horrible. Okay. Also really good at social. Also really good at intellectual. Traits, bloodlust. 4 times as likely to start a social fight. You know, I'm just going to keep on rolling just for a sec. Cooking and melee and crafting. No one can shoot. I need someone who can handle a gun. You can handle a gun. You can't cook, though. There we go. You look good enough. You're very passionate about fighting. And you're a little passionate about cooking. The numbers aren't super high, but they'll get high. A little bit lazy. Global work speed minus 20%. Okay, well, that's not the greatest. But you know what? That's fine. And of course, this will be the person who I would actually want to be trapped on a alien planet with is Blurikis. Nickname, Blurikis. All right. Yeah, team skills. Everyone's at least passionate about something, so eventually all our needs will be met. So you know what? Let's get on the damn planet. We got Christopher, the teacher, Blue Greener, the corporate manager, and Blurikis, the gun kid. The three of you awaken your cryo-sleep sarcophagi to the sound of sirens and ripping metal. You barely get to the escape pods before the ship is torn apart. Sometime later, you land on this unknown rim world. As pieces of the shredded starship fall around you, you start making plans to survive. All right, pause real quick. Let's look at our surroundings. Ooh, this is kind of the map I wanted. We have a lot of mountains. There's some tunnels already kind of dug with, like, glowing mushrooms. What the fuck is this? Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's horrible. There's some gigantic bugs. Where are we at? We're over here. Okay. Very defensible from all sides. I think we'll just set up our base around here. That's grass. That's rock. Oh, we haven't landed yet. I'm like, where the fuck is our team? Yeah. Cool. This looks good. Pause. There we are. We've all landed. Everyone's getting out dazed. So the first thing we gotta do is we gotta say, hey, you can pick up all this food. Hey, somebody can wear this pants. Somebody can get this gun. Somebody can take this vest. We just gotta activate all our shit. Okay, and step one, we will set a zone. We will set a stockpile zone just to have somewhere to throw all our shit. Where do we want it? Are there any geysers around here that we can use for power later? We'll figure that out. You know what? Stockpile for now. That looks good. So yeah, you guys haul all that shit. Who's good at shooting? I forgot already. Oh, actually, Christopher's not that bad at shooting. He's passionate about it. Blurikis, you will get the bolt action rifle. Christopher, you will get the revolver. Blue Greener, you will get... there's a knife over here. You can have the knife. All right, and while... Okay. There's so much stuff to do at the start of a rim world. We're also going to set up our work priorities. So everyone, if there's a fire, please fight the fire. Everyone, if you need to be seen by a doctor, please be seen by a doctor. Christopher will be our only doctor, because somebody else should be if Chris gets hurt. But worry about that, we worry about it. Bed rest, everybody. Flipping switches and stuff, everybody. Warden, Blue Greener is the only person good at talking and with animals, so you can be our number one animaler. Who can cook? Blurikis, you're our cook. You will also hunt. Chris, maybe you will hunt. Construction at the moment, I think everyone will. Oh, Blaricus, you're so dog shit at it. You know what? That's fine. Oh, God. Christopher's also dog shit at it. All right, Blue Greener. Growing will be Blaricus. Mining will be Blue Greener. And maybe Christopher. Plant cutting. I think everyone can at least kind of plant cut, except for maybe Blue Greener. We don't have anyone good at smithing. That's not really a problem right now. Or tailoring or art. We won't worry about crafting. We won't worry about hauling, cleaning. Okay, let's see what this gets us. So everyone can haul. So everyone should start hauling shit to our stockpile. Yep, they're all grabbing their weapons. Perfect. Cool. So we will set up, first thing, we'll set up a barracks. So we'll get some walls. Where's our stockpile? I can't see. There's a little fucking shrubbery in the way. Our house will just be like here. Put a door on that sucker. Get everyone a bed. Need a lamp. People get pissed if there's no fucking lamp. Bed. How do I rotate? E. Bed. Alright, so who is our constructor? So Blue Greener should start after he drops the shit off. Oh, Chris is just throwing up in the weeds. That's fine. Blue Greener should start building. Actually, we should probably get someone else building this house too. Yeah, Blaricus, you suck at it, but you have a little bit of passion for it. So maybe one day you won't suck. So I would very much like to have this built. Like at least a bed or two before nighttime. Okay, Blue Greener's grabbing some wood. So yeah, we're in the middle of a couple of mountains. There's like a path to the north, a path to the east, and then kind of like northwest, southwest that goes off a bit. Oh, southwest actually. Dude, maybe we should hang out down here. There's no way to get down here. Actually, oh, maybe if we block off this cave too, there's no way to get to us from the west. Yeah, we're in a pretty easily defensible area, it looks like. Maybe I'll block off this wall too. So people just come at us from the north. And we'll just like build to the west. That seems like it might be cool. You can see the sound. No, you can't see sound. That's not how it works. You can hear the sound of construction. Construction botched. Good job, Blaricus. Who wants to wear this helmet? Who's good at shooting? I can't remember. Blaricus, here, grab this helmet. And where'd that flak jacket go? And the flak pants. You're just going to be suited the fuck up. Taka taka. Okay, so barracks day one. And then after barracks, we should probably get like a kitchen. Or what's it called? What's that thing called where you cook food in? That's a kitchen, right? It's been a long day. What do you eat? You eat in a dining room. Yeah. You can eat in the kitchen too, I guess. Just eat over the sink like a fucking rat. Yeah, it's all looking good so far. Let's go times two speed. Construction botched. Excellent work. Christopher is the only one hauling shit. Kind of feel bad. That's okay. How much wood do we have? You can see, well, some of you can see up in the left here. Here's all our shit. So the wood that's not actually in the stockpile doesn't count. But they can still grab it, which is nice. Okay, almost all the walls are up for our barracks. Dude, we might even have a roof to sleep under tonight. Holy shit. That's not bad. What time is it? Where's the... It is 12H? Is it only noon? On the 6th of April, May, 5500. Oh yeah, I should, here, you know what? We'll say cut these trees that are now inside of our house. Does that count as grow? Oh no, plant cut. Oh, it's a low priority for everyone, so they'll just do it when they have to. When they're like putting their roof on and shit. Oh, we also have a doggy too. We have a little male Yorkshire Terrier named Ellis. And then we got a boom rat walking around the colony. Christopher's just sky gazing right now. Cloud watching is the actual verb it uses. Blaricus just wandering around, going for a walk. We have a lot of rocks right outside. Maybe we'll, I kind of want to block this off real quick. Because if we just have to have, like, sandbags to our east, that's... Ooh, there's a geyser over here, too. We can use that for energy later. It's kind of far away. Is there one? What the hell? I guess we'll have to deal with these bugs at some point. Ooh, there's a geyser over here, too. Okay, to our west. That's perfect. There's a bunch of antelopes. I mean, gazelles. There's a bunch of wild boars. Nature. Where's our house? Okay. Hey, they're done that. So next, I always like building food dispensary places inside of the mountain. So that's what we're going to do. So let's do a mine order. Christopher fucking loves mining. Dude, he ran over there. It's so weird because this is the only one of these games that makes sense to my brain, I think. Because, like, I was just thinking of first-person games where I go mine a rock. I fucking hate doing that shit. But in RimWorld, like, I'll watch Chris hit this rock for hours. It's just so relaxing. I guess you guys probably want a floor for your... How do I put a floor in? Forgive me, I've forgotten. It's been a minute. Furniture? Misc? Floors. Oh, yeah, there's a tab called floors. It's probably that one. You know what? Here, you guys deserve a wood floor. Tech. Tech. Yeah, so our kitchen will be directly north of our barracks right now. Eventually, this will just be like somebody's room. Blue, Green, and Blurik is taking a nap. It's 10 o'clock. Dude, it's so peaceful. Oh, Christopher has joined them. Oh, the dog. Oh, yeah, we should probably get a bed for our dog. He's just sleeping outside. He's fine with it. It's nice out. It's 17 degrees outside, dude. It's so nice. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I'm sorry. Like 80? Like 80-something? 70-something? Oh, Blurikus woke up. Okay. Regular speed. Are you just chilling, Blurikus? What are you doing? Oh, he's getting food. Oh, yeah. We also need an eating zone. A food area. You know what? That's pretty smart. People get fucking pissed when they don't eat when they don't have a table and they're eating. They get so mad. So we'll say, you know what? Just to the north of our barracks. Maybe this will be a kitchen. And usually you don't want to just like attach too many buildings together, especially if they're made out of wood, because things light on fire. But I'll choose to not worry about that until it becomes a problem. And then I will worry about that a lot. Okay, Christopher back in the mines. Blurk is building the floor. Blue Gainer is sleeping in the same room. Blurk is putting the floor down in. A little bit. You could have waited a couple hours. Maybe it is 5 in the morning. Blurikus has woken up. Or Bluegrinner has woken up. He's eating some packaged survival meal off the ground. Blurikus went back to bed. Now he's like, all right, fuck this. Floor is good enough. It's not finished, but floor is good enough. And now Bluegrinner, time to return the favor, is about to start building the wood floor. Right? Literally directly under Blurikus' bed. Amazing. So for now, maybe I'll have the kitchen in this dining room. Because I like having... like the food storage in the mountains, because I don't know. That's what, like, I feel like it is like a refrigerator in there. I don't know if it actually gets colder, but you can like put a cooler in there. So also I like it. I like living in the walls. Okay. Blue Green are building out a little extension, our little dining room, waking everybody up. Decided to build the floor back in this room. Where's our dog? Dog's still sleeping. We'll put a dog bed in actually. Furniture, animal sleeping spot, right beside Christopher's bed. There you go, dog. Anyone want one of these paints? Oh, we should build walls around our storage area too. That's probably a good idea. Somebody's gonna have to cut some damn wood right away. All right, which I think I'm gonna have to. Who, Christopher? What have you been doing? You've been mining. That's kind of important. Wait, Blue Greener loves mining though, but Blue Greener has to do everything. So you know what, Christopher? At the moment, you will be our plant cutter. You'll get us some wood. So I'll say orders, chop wood in our storage area. And also over here. That should probably be enough to do whatever the hell I was thinking, which I can't remember. And I wish I could see our storage zone a little bit better. There we go. So I want to build just so shit's not sitting out. Oh, I don't really want... Oh, we'll just mine that out. I like to have a little bit of space for my dudes to walk around. So you know what? We'll just set a mining order on this piece of mountain here. As soon as I remember how. There we go. And we gotta put in a table, of course. 1x2 table. Yeah, that'll work. How many of these suckers? You know, we'll do a 2x2 table. Just so in case, you know, in case some more people show up, we can just give them a seat by the table. They'll be so happy. Okay, Blurikus and Blue Green are building the house. I probably shouldn't have told them to build the floor in before the walls, but that's okay. Chris still sleeping? We're gonna need that wood right away. Oh, no! Okay, well, Hold on. No, stop. Don't build that out of steel, please. Don't build a table out of steel. That's not necessary. Steel's a little bit more important than the wood we don't have at the moment. No. I'm so dog shit at just clicking on the right spot. Maybe I won't put this up on YouTube. No one must know how imperceptive I am. Everyone's cutting down trees because trees are all in the way. There's a lot of greenery around us. There's a mega sloth over here. Don't get that guy mad. Oh shit! There's some survival meals just off in the field over here. Turkeys. What are you? We got a damn cougar over here. Ooh, actually we should harvest this wild heal root too. Can anyone do it? I always forget to check. I think you have to have like plant at 8 or something to do that. Or maybe that's to plant it. I can't remember. We'll figure that out. Short. Where's the blue greener? Oh, digging. You know what? That's fine. Oh yeah, because we don't have any wood, so he can't build. That makes sense to me. Trees are being felled. This is going pretty well so far. You know what? Times 2 speed. Lurkus, where are you going? Oh, you're grabbing the surviving meals. Don't get eaten by that megasloth, please. Probably grab these berries, too. You know what? We're not hungry yet. Once I get a warning on my screen that says, hey, you're about to starve to death, I'll start worrying. Until then. Ooh, great job chopping down all these trees, Christopher. Please move this steel slag chunk. I think I have to say the zone has, like, it allows chunks. What was that? More tutorial stuff. We're going to create another zone, another storage zone, just right outside. Actually, you know what? Maybe we should put it... No, it's fine down here. I don't got to worry too much about, like, I should put the steel slag in the way in case some people show up and we got to, like, defend against the people. But the stockpile zone, hold on, pause, will be just for... No, for nothing, and then just for chunks. There is currently a chunk of slag keeping this door open, and I would really prefer it if somebody moved it. Dude, our table is almost ready. We almost have a fucking table. There is a chunk of sandstone on top of it at the moment, but, you know. C'est la vie and all that. Chris chopping down some trees. Oh, trees leave stumps now. That's cool. I don't know how long that's been in the game. Probably for fucking years. Oh, the cat's at the door. Hold on. Alright, we have obtained the Chico Cat. Alright, our dining room almost done. Our kitchen is almost dug out too. So yeah, dining room is just directly north of the barracks. We should probably start making rooms for people. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that once the storage building and the kitchen are done. Dude, it's looking so good though. Oh, the other cat's at the door now. God damn it. I'll be back in one more second. Alright, we have lost the Chico. He would much rather go fight his buddy than watch me play RimWorld. That's okay. That's understandable. Dude, you hear that squirrel? Or was that our dog? What are you? Oh, there's a rabbit down here. Christopher, where are you at? You're finishing chopping trees, going to bed? Alright, day 2. Success. Kitchen complete. Storage area. It's like half done. All of our chairs and table built. Also, the dog is sleeping inside, so that's pretty nice. Look at this motherfucker eating lunch at a table. Hell yes. Alright, you know what? We should probably build some sandbags, just to have some sandbags. You have no usable material from which to build this. Aren't they made out of steel? They made out of cloth now? What the fuck? Okay, barricades. Yeah, those will do. So somebody could come from that angle, so we'll just put, like, taka, taka, taka. Then, I don't know, like taka, 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 just to the northwest, and then somebody can also come from here, so we'll go, like, taka, taka, taka. And then we'll go from the north, taka, taka, taka. There we go. Christopher's still digging. Blairkus, what are you doing? You're hauling steel. You're building these barricades. Excellent. Blue Greener, what are you doing? You're eating. Very important thing to do. I approve. It's getting a little dirty in our bedroom. Yeah, but that reminds me. We will build a sleeping Not just one room for everyone to sleep in. We will build a couple rooms. I should probably build out to the west. That's what I'll do. I don't remember how big colonists like their rooms. It looks a little bit small. Maybe? I don't know. I'll see if people get pissed. How wide were you? Stone wall. You're 7 wide. So if this is 6... Oh, shit in the way. There's just chunks of rock. You know what? Get rid of those. And then one more. We have 3 gamers at the moment. You know what we'll do? We gotta deconstruct. There's like a piece of fucking spaceship here. Yeah, just break that apart when you guys have a moment. Yeah, Christopher, good mining. Blue, green, or good building. You did botch the construction and waste some of my steel. That's fine. I'll pretend I didn't see it. Ooh, we got some compacted steel we can mine. We got compacted machinery we can mine. Oh, we got so much. There's a bunch of fucking bugs over here, though. So maybe... I hope... How long do you guys live for? Not reproducing. Okay. The nest is currently not reproducing, which is all I really care about, because I think they're just going to chill in their cave, and I'm not going to worry too much about it. Maybe I'll just seal this off at some point. Blue Greener's just chilling. I should have waited till the storage area was done before I said, hey, build everyone a room. But I think, I don't know, our shit will last. Everyone's wearing pants, right? Because there's just some pants. Oh, that's because I put the fly pants on Blurikus. Okay. Blurikus, Bluegreener just chatting. What are they? Bluegreener joked about making jackets with Blurikus. Blurikus and Bluegreener shared a word about short people. Blurikus told a joke about computer games to Bluegreener. Bluegreener chatted about sweating with Blurikus. You guys are just going off, dude. And we got Christopher in the fucking mines. Right, Bluegreener has had enough. Back to cutting trees so we can build these damn bedrooms. Oh, it's because we don't have any fucking wood left. That's why they're not finishing these. Alright. Orders. Chop wood. Get a skirt. Take all these ones out. Chop these ones down. I don't know. These ones too, probably. Maybe those guys. Need a meal source. Hold on. The kitchen is so close to being done. Dude, dog. Are you okay? Are you getting eaten by something? No, you're just chilling, I guess. Ellis softly rubbed his nose against Christopher's knee. Ellis is eating my damn food, Ellis. I gotta make some dog food or something for you. Alright, kitchen done. We gotta put a door on this sucker. And then, I can't remember. How do I make production? Yeah, there we go. And it will be a butcher table. Right here. It'll have that people is saying, hey, it's outdoors because I don't have a damn door on this place. But that will change shortly. We'll put a lamp in here. We'll put a chair so you can sit down and chop stuff up. Visitors. Visitors have arrived. A group from Andule is visiting the colony. They seem to have a few items for trade. Ooh. Where are they at? We got Noogfer and we got Jack. Walking through the field of gazelles. Noogfer Gigolo is his name. Or is that his occupation? Yes. In adulthood, he was a gigolo. I wish you guys didn't show up at fucking 8 p.m. Who's good at talking? Nope, not Christopher. Blue Greener, you're a talker. What are you doing? You're just cleaning right now? Why are you just cleaning? Go talk to this gentleman. What does he have for trade? Oh, I hate the trade UI because it's very confusing to me. I think, okay, he has a reinforced barrel, like for making a mortar. He has a pila, which is like a spear. He has some medicine. How much medicine do we have? Oh, we have a lot. You know what? You don't have fucking anything. Get out of here. Dude, the squirrel is crazy. He's like running around his damn legs. Is this building shorter than... No, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think. No, it should be. Is that? I wish there was like a. Okay, hold on. How wide are you? You're 5 wide. You're also 5 wide. Okay. It's an optical illusion because the damn wall is not on there yet. All right, everyone's napping. Loofer and Jack are just hanging out playing with the squirrel. I'm going to speed up time, but you guys can get the fuck out, by the way. Feel free to not just sit on my table and wake my colonists up. All right, they're out. Why is Blue Greener just cleaning? Nothing to mine. Yeah, that makes sense. So in that case, you know what? We'll set up some more mining orders. So this, I think we have to do one more, one wider. Because that, what was it? That was the butcher table? So we also need a fueled stove. Oh, they can, you know what? That looks dumb. I'll wait till there's this split out. Yeah, but I'll put the chair there. Might as well build the dang old chair. Christopher, please go chop some wood. Begging and pleading. Blurkus, what are you doing? You know what? We'll put plant cut. Yeah, ahead of cleaning for you. So you should. How many meals do we have left? 10 plus 8 is 18 plus 9 is 27 plus 3 is 30. Okay, and I think they eat 2 a day. So we should probably get some food going on. Well, there's a bunch of squirrels and shit. If we gotta eat, we'll just gonna murder this squirrel and there's a rabbit. There we go. Finally, some wood is being chopped. Okay, and our little spot has been dug out. Perfect. So we can now build our fueled stove. Celsa's outdoors. Can somebody build this fucking door? Okay, the rooms are done. So, we will now reinstall this bed over here. And reinstall this bed over here. And reinstall this bed over here. And everyone has their own damn room. It's beautiful. Everyone can have a lamp, too. Also, I guess everyone can have not dirt floors. What was that? Blurkus failed while constructing a field, so some resources have been wasted. Can you just let Blue Greener do that, Blurkus? I know you're having fun. All right, butcher table. Successfully got. Cool. So we'll set up a bill on this, and we'll say butcher creature forever. So if we have any creatures that need butchering, who's our cook? Our cook, who is Blurkus, will start chopping them up. And I really would like this. Why do you guys do all the walls over there before the walls over here? Okay, Christopher's still chopping trees. So, I can also, we'll mine out, this will be like a refrigerator. What was that? Mad squirrel! A local squirrel has gone mad. It will attack everyone it sees. Where is it? It is to the northwest of us. You know what? We will, draft everybody and we'll go to our new barricade. Is he coming? Oh lord, he's coming. Okay. Who has the knife? Blue Greener has the knife. Okay, Blue Greener, you hide around this corner. Blurkus should be able to pop this guy, I think. Blurkus, go here, please. Oh shit. Okay. Oh. Our first foe has been defeated. It almost bit Blurkus, but thankfully did not. There we go. And we hunted our first meal. Anyway, as I was saying, this will be our refrigerator. So I need, hold on, how do I do this again? I need a door. Okay, hold on. So the door will be here. And then I need a cooler. Shit, I need electricity. Fuck. All right, next step. We need electricity. So, what the hell was that? So, power. For the moment, we will make. We don't have fucking a solar generator. Shit. For the moment. Oh, we can't do a steam generator either. Fuck. For the moment, we will do a wind turbine or two. You know what? We'll just do it like up here. Should I? We'll just do it like, I don't want to block that off because that geyser will be important later. We'll do one here. How's that? So it's like directly beside and then one here should. We're going to have to clear out all this fucking space or else the wind turbines will not work because there'll be too much damn shit in the way. Okay, and since we have this fueled stove, we can now add a bill. We'll say cook simple meal until we have don't know, like 20. Yeah, that sounds good. Actually, maybe for now, just until we have 15. And then if we ever get less than... How do I do this again? If we get less than 8, we'll start cooking again. Yeah, because this meat is just definitely sitting outside. Spoils in 2 days, that's not that bad. How long do the meals last? Spoils in 4 days. Okay, well, you know, we'll get some refrigeration going once we get these wind turbines up. Then we can get an electric stove, too. Oh, it's going to be so fucking sick. All right, Christopher and Bluegunner did not move their beds yet. They are currently just sleeping in the same room. That's okay. Blurikus over here. Just chilling. Yeah, power. Power. So we're going to have to clear all of this. How big is the area? Very large. We got to, like, clear all of that space. And then I think a good way to go about doing this is you can, like, put a floor in. So can I just, like, smooth? No, that's just for... Can I just put straw matting down? I don't have any fucking hay, dummy. Concrete? Ugly-ass concrete? Yeah, we'll do that for now. That's probably... I don't know. We'll do that. That's so much concrete. 252 steel? That's, like, almost all our fucking steel. You know what? We can go mine, though. Yeah, we'll do concrete. So, like, shrubs and shit don't start rebuilding. Regrowing. That's what shrubs do. There we go. So that should solve our power for a little bit. Maybe eventually we'll get smart and we'll learn how to, like, make solar generators and stuff. And a new day has dawned. Some squirrel blood by our barricade. That's okay. Oh, eating the simple meals first. Very smart, very smart. I wish you motherfuckers would put a wall on this. No, you're still cutting wood. Okay. I should say cut more wood, though. Well, no, you're going to be cutting all the wood over here. It'll be fine. Maybe. It might be fine. Bluegunner, do you not build? Why are you hauling? Shouldn't you be... What are these walls made out of? Wooden walls. We have wood now. Oh, you're building the concrete. Okay. How's everyone feeling, by the way? Yeah, not bad. Oh, man. Bluegunner hates being outdoors. We can put you back in the mines eventually. Don't worry. Now what about Blurikus? Blurikus has a chemical wand? I'm interested in drugs. I want to try more. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that when I was getting the character. Oh, that could turn out poorly. But for the moment, you're doing great, kid. All right, everyone's building concrete now? Okay, one of you guys... I'm begging and pleading to get to this wall. Eventually, they'll get to it. You can micromanage, and I can be like, hey, build this wall, but... I don't want him. Oh, since it looks like he'll be here for a while, Bluegrinner thinks that you should give your faction a name. What should your faction be called? Of course, it should be called... Randomize. 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 All these names are not great. Well, Bluegrinner also thinks you give the settlement a name. What should the settlement be called? Obviously, it would be called Skeleton House. And I guess we'll be the Skeleton Roommates. There we go. Perfect. Oh, Blurikus, why are you building the wind turbine? Can you please please leave that? Who's better at building? Please leave that to Bluegreener. No, you know what? You're getting better at building. You're a 4 out of 20. Could be worse. Oh, we got this huge, ugly-ass patch of concrete in our colony now. Hell yes. Wild man wanders in. A person living among wild animals has wandered to the area. He's called Abanero. You can attempt to tame him. Abanero, what are your stats like? You're pretty good at talking. You can't cook. You know what? I don't think we need you right now. I won't worry about it. I don't really know how to tame a human being either, so I could hunt him? I probably won't do that. Probably won't do that. Oh, it's raining now, dude. Everyone's working in the rain. Oh shit, we're like out of steel. Where did I see steel earlier in the damn walls? Here we go. Here, we'll dig out this steel. Oh, Blurik has built the turbine! It's outputting power! Alright, next. We're going to have to... I kind of want to see... Hold on. We'll have to build a power conduit to the other one. Can I do that? Will these just be attached? I don't fucking know. Oh, it's because I don't have any goddamn... Wait, can I build it on concrete? Oh, no. It's because they're attached. Okay. So, we will have a conduit. Run. Through our bedroom. Need colonist beds. Yeah, I know. He's moving it. Just calm down, game. All the way up. To our stove. And then, we'll be able to put a cooler here. Dude, it's going so well. Look at all this power this thing is creating. Oh, there's just a button I can hit that says auto cut, which I'm assuming somebody would just come and clean up the debris. But you know what? There's a bunch of rocks now. Haul this shit out of the way. There we go. Yeah, I guess it's just something we won't have to worry about for the future. Yeah. Now everyone has their own room. Christopher still hasn't moved his bed into his bedroom. He's sleeping in the old barracks, but that's okay. He still has the dog beside him. Who owns the dog now? The dog said, like, hey, I'm somebody's dog. Bond of Christopher S. Okay, perfect. Chunks of spacecraft have impacted nearby. You can deconstruct them to yield resources. Dude, that's so much. There's 4 chunks of spacecraft. Ooh, what is this? Oh, there's some steel hanging out up here, too. Sick, dude. Oh, there's some fucking survival meals. Shit, I should look around the map a little bit harder. Or, you know, I could just assume that's everything. There's so many, like, heal bushes. Oh, those are berry bushes. There's some heal bushes, though. For when we need some medicine. Hey, since it's raining, has anyone put fucking roof? Abanero, get out of my damn stockpile. That's fine. Alright, so, yeah, today we should finish up Psychic Drone Low Female. Every female colonist feels a wave of anxiety and anger. Some distant engine of hatred is stirring and is projecting a psychic drone onto the site through an orbital amplifier tuned to only affect females. For a few days, some people's mood will be quite a bit worse. The drone level is low. Who's a female? What the fuck? Flashstorm. A freak localized flashstorm is striking a small area with lightning. This can cause massive fires. Alright, hold on. One thing at a time. Christopher is a female. Bluegreener is a female. And Blurkus is a male. Okay, where's the flashstorm at? Oh, that's far away. This whole area is gonna have no fucking trees left, though. It's to the south. There's like a tunnel that leads to our base. Oh, that's a large fire. But thankfully, the tunnel has no vegetation, so the fire should burn itself out down here. Building the power conduits. Excellent work, everybody. Doing great. We got a roof on our fucking stockpile now. Let's go. Abanero's just chilling in here. No, might as well put a lamp or two in here, dude. It's dark. Blue-greener, what are you up to? What the fuck? Oh, you're just going for a walk. Okay. Christopher, digging at compacted steel. Perfect. Blurricus, hauling steel to the concrete. Excellent. Oh, there's no wind. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, shit. All right. First, reminds me, gotta build batteries, because if there's no wind, we won't have any power. Second, oh, shit, I thought I paused. I didn't pause. a group of pirates from the Red Barbarians have arrived nearby. They will prepare for a while, then attack. All right, where are they? Oh, no, Avenir. Oh, is it just one guy? There's one guy standing in the fire. That's not that bad. Although, Christopher, you have to back up a bit, because he's going to come that way. Everyone drafted. Come over here. It's F. He has a knife on him. Dude, he's so good at melee. Oh, shit. All right, here he comes. So, Blue-Greener, you're going to go over here, and you're going to kind of... Once he comes, you're going to kind of distract him with your knife. All right, here we go. Real time. He runs the corner. Oh, he takes a shot. Blurkus hit him. Let's look at his health. He got shot in the leg. Couple misses. Oh, Blue-Greener, get in there. Oh, he got... Okay, Blue-Greener got stabbed in the arm. That's fine. How's this guy doing? He got shot in the arm. Oh, we got him. Okay. Blue-Greener, you're bleeding a little bit. It's not that bad. Ooh, he had some shit on him. We shouldn't also... we could capture this guy. No, he's so good at melee, actually. We don't have anywhere to capture him yet. Hold on. We need, you two are undrafted. Actually, Blurkus, Blue-Greener, you're undrafted. Blurkus, Blue-Greener, undrafted. Christopher, I'm gonna need you to, melee attack this man to death. heat wave. Oh, motherfucker. Heat waves can induce deadly heat stroke. Stay cool by building either a passive or electric cooler, or by getting deep underground where the rocks are naturally cool. Guy dead yet? Oh, he's just... Death? He's just... Death in 2 hours, so breaking his arms... All right, there we go. Yeah, we'll take his knife too. We should make a graveyard a little bit away, because people don't like seeing dead bodies all over the place. Where is grave? Yeah, we'll start. Oh, that's not really. That's not a bunch of rocks. You know what? Down here, we'll start a graveyard. Very far away from our base. Maybe it shouldn't be that far. We'll build a cremator, but don't really have to worry about it for one dude. Dude, it's gonna get so hot. How many meals do we have left? 14 survival meals. That's not very good. Alright, we're gonna hunt. I forget who's hunting, but you're gonna hunt this squirrel, you're gonna hunt this turkey. Don't hunt our dog. Just whatever's hanging around the base, I think. We don't want to get too much because we don't have refrigeration going yet. Also, there's heat wave, so that's gonna be hard to get going. How hot is it? It is 29 degrees outside at 8 p.m. That's not horrible. Like, it's not very comfy. Habanero just chilling. Oh, there's squirrels in our storage area. Blair is just going at it. Habanero, oh, nice shot. Habanero dodging the bullets. Blair is going to go cook up this sucker. Blue Greener resting in bed. How are you doing? Yeah, you're fine. It's healing itself. Because do we have anyone else on Doctor? Christopher is, okay. So you're fine. If you weren't, Chris would have taken care of it. Don't worry about it. Speaking of, Christopher, where are you? Oh, you're still drafted. My bad. You've been standing out in the heat for fucking hours. My apologies. You probably did not enjoy that very much. No, you're pretty pissed. All right. That's okay. Ate some dinner, going for a nap now. It's all coming up, Millhouse. Okay, we didn't quite get our power completed today. We did get our storage area completed, which is nice. Yeah, this isn't that bad. How many meals do we got now? Lurkus didn't make any. We just have some squirrel meat sitting outside. That's okay. It is now the 12th of April, May. We've been here for 12 days, I guess. Ish. Or when did we start? I can't fucking remember. Oh, psychic drone has ended. Very good. Low food. Uh-oh. 3 days worth of food in storage. Shoot this turkey. You are fucking up our walls. All right, turkey defeated. What else can we hunt? Is anything else close by? Not really. We go hunt some gazelles, I guess, but I don't want to piss off a bunch of them and get trampled to death by gazelles. There's a turkey up here. We'll hunt you. I just don't have too much meat sitting out in the 30 degree weather. So we'll hunt maybe one more. Oh, I don't know, dude. Wild boars? I don't really want to fuck with those guys either. Dude, there's so much steel just hanging on this map that I didn't see. Here, hold on. There's an animal tab. Oh, not our animals. There's a wildlife tab. There we go. That's what I want. You know what? That's good for now. That's good for now. We'll figure it out. Get a little hungry? We can deal with it. Blurk is cooking us some food. Blue-green fully healed from the stab. I didn't even think... They didn't even get a scar or nothing? Nope. Just a little bit of blood loss. Ellis has gotten food poisoning from simple meal. Caused dirty cooking area. Ellis, please stop. I guess we should probably clean this up at some point. But having the food is more important than having clean food, you know? Heat stroke? Oh, God. Chris and Blue-Greener have fucking heat stroke. Awesome. We need batteries as well. Minor break risk, Blue-Greener. Low food. All those dings or shit that's going on. Batteries. That's a good idea, though. I'll make a little battery room. Because batteries not so good when they're just hanging out in the... what's it called? You know, the elements. She goes yelling at me again, dude. I can't build batteries. I'm too dumb. In that case, we need our research bench. Our old barracks will now be our research chamber. Which is usually what they call those things. I let my fucking cat in again, dude. He's yelling. Alright, the cats are done being cats. But unfortunately, Jess made me food. Well, fortunately for me, I got like stir fry and she grew some damn bean sprouts. Got like a bean sprout salad. Oh, baby. So yeah, I'm gonna find out how big this fucking video file is. And I will also see you guys next time. So stay safe. I ran up the stairs. I gotta stop doing that. Remind me to build some fucking batteries next time. Actually, before we go, we'll just, shit, I forgot. remind me to learn how to build some batteries next time. Because we do not have that technology quite yet. And stay safe. And Abanero is just chilling. Be cool like Abanero. And I love you. Oh, goodbye.